baptized or when he passed away.
但是我们可以找到保罗生命中有三个三。
The triple threes in Paul's life.
这个三也有一些意思让我们来思想。
And there is significance in these threes in Paul's life.
请看加拉太书第一章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章。
Galatians chapter 1.
Verse 17. 也没有上耶路撒冷去，先见那些比我先做使徒的，唯独往亚拉伯去，后来又回到大马士。18节。18。过了三年才上耶路撒冷去见彼得和他同住15天。19节。19。至于别的使徒，除了主的兄弟雅各。 我都没有看见。这里保罗在提到他信主差不多过三年才到耶路撒冷去。Paul
mentioned that after 3 years, he went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted with Peter and stay with him 15 days.
那住很短了，只有住15天了。He
only stayed there with him for 15 days.
那保罗为什么要强调他三年以后才去耶路撒冷？
Why did Paul focus on the fact that he went there after 3 years?
而且只住了15天。
And that he stayed with him only 15 days.
而且除了这个使徒，其他的别的使徒，主的兄弟雅各，我都没有看见。
And other than Peter, Paul didn't see any of the other apostles.
他要强调他所领受的道理不是人教他的。
Paul wanted to emphasize the fact that the gospel came from God himself, not from any other.
这是神启示他的。
This gospel was revealed to him by God.
那这三年呢, 非常重要。
These 3 years were very important years for Paul.
我们从使徒行传知道保罗信主以后, 他马上想要做工。
From the book of Acts, we realize that he immediately wanted to start the ministry after he believed in Jesus.
他想要到耶路撒冷去传福音。
He wanted to preach the gospel in Jerusalem.
因为他的逻辑在想，我过去逼迫基督徒，大家都知道了。
His rationale told him that he was previously a persecutor of Christians.
那现在我忽然回到这里来传耶稣的道理。
But now that he's back to preach this gospel,
大家一定会说，哇，保罗改变这么大。
Everyone must be amazed at the turn around of his faith.
所以一定很好奇，想要知道保罗为什么要改变。
And everyone must want to know why he had such great transformation.
而且保罗在犹太教里面是有一些影响力的。
And obviously Paul had a very high standing in Judaism.
也有可能他想说他的影响力能够带领一些人来归入基督教。
And perhaps through such influence, Paul wanted to bring more believers to Jesus.
但是神跟他说，那里没有人呐，你没有办法在那引人来信主。
But Jesus actually told him that he was not going to bring anybody from where he was before.
真的，他到耶路撒冷去也没有人信主。And
truly enough, when he went to Jerusalem, nobody believed in Jesus.
所以保罗信主以后，这里说过三年才到耶路撒冷去。And
so after 3 years, Paul went up to Jerusalem.
那到底他去哪里？
Where did he go?
我们看17节。
Verse 17.
说唯独往亚拉伯去，后来又回到大马士。
I went immediately into Arabia and later returned to Damascus.
这个亚拉伯是一个旷野。
Arabia was a desert.
所以保罗差不多花了三年多的时间，就是自己很安静的在那个旷野里面。
So Paul spent 3 years in the desert to be by himself.
这个三年的时间呢。 对他的生命来讲非常的重要。
And these 3 years were a very important period in his life.
我们知道保罗在传福音，他拿的是什么？旧约圣经。
Paul carried with him the Old Testament as he preached the gospel to the people.
那犹太教的拉比、文士、法利赛人拿什么？也是旧约圣经。
And likewise, the rabbis, the Pharisees, and the Sadducees of Judaism also carry with them the Old Testament.
所以拿的是同一本圣经。
So they carry the same scriptures with them.
但是讲的道理是不一样。
But they spoke of a different way, the truth.
文士法利赛人是讲字句。
The Pharisees talk about the letter of the law.
保罗是讲经义。
But Paul talk about the spirit of the law.
那这个经义才能够叫人活。
The spirit allows one to live.
但是字句要判人的罪，字句会让人死。
But the letter judges and condemns.
所以保罗要把在同一本圣经里面呢，有一些新的领受，这需要神的启示。
And Paul needed special revelation from God to understand some of the deeper mysteries of him.
因此他对自己所传的福音非常有信心。
And that is why he was confident in the gospel that he preached.
好，我们看第六节。
Verse 6.
第八节看。
Verse 8.
但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传的不同，他就应该被咒诅。
But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned.
那第六节。
Verse 6.
我稀奇你们这么快去借着基督的恩召你们去从别的福音。
I'm astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are returning to a different gospel.
这里说有别的福音。
And this verse mentions a different gospel.
所以在加拉太书里面变成有两种福音。
And so there are two gospels in the book of Galatians.
一个是保罗传的福音。
One is the gospel that Paul preached.
能够使人得救。
That saves.
那另外一个是别的福音。
And another is a different gospel.
当然这个别的福音引人到另外一条路，这是不能得救的。
That brings people down the path of no return.
所以第九节。
Verse 9.
我已经说，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们，因为你领受的不同，他就应该被咒诅。
As we have already said, so now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than what we accepted, let him be eternally condemned.
所以从这里我们可以了解到，保罗这个三年对他服侍神的重要性。
We then realize the importance of these 3 years to Paul's ministry.
他从神领受这个启示的道理。
He received revelation of the gospel from God directly.
这是得救的要道。
And that is the truth of salvation.
那今天这个告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us today?
这个告诉我们，一个人从其他的教会如果归到我们教会。
This tells us that if we were to come to the church, the true church from another denomination.
好像当时保罗从犹太教要归入基督教。
Just as Paul was converted from Judaism to Christianity.
这个需要有一段时间让他能够有神的灵真的在感动他，对道理明白得很深刻，然后他才能够真的在真教会里面在服侍神。
We need to have a period of transition where we are deeply convinced of this true gospel and move forward to serve God in this true church.
也就是说，我们需要服侍神，我们需要有一段安静的时间让神把他的道启示给我们。
In other words, before we start serving God, we need to have a period of time where the word of God imprints in our hearts.
毕竟我们教会传的道理跟其他教会还是不一样。
Obviously, the gospel that we preach is very different from that of other denominations.
这个不同是圣灵启示我们的。
And these differences are revealed to us through the Holy Spirit.
所以一个人信主要了解这个不同，他不但要得圣灵，他也要神启示他，他才能够知道不同。
So not only do we have to receive the Holy Spirit, we also need to be revealed by God so that we can understand what these differences are.
我们隔壁就是一间基督教教会。
We have another church right next to us.
那也有一个很出名的这个学者拿来的演讲。
And in fact, there are very famous speakers who speak at that church.
就 有的慕道者曾经到过我们的教会慕道，就跑到隔壁去听了。
And in fact, some of the truth seekers who came to our church also go to the other church next door.
所以我们就知道说，同样信耶稣要分辨是不简单。
So we realize that it is very difficult to distinguish among denominations.
这个需要有圣灵的开启才能够 明白我们真教会的可贵。
Only the Holy Spirit can give us the discernment to realize the preciousness of this true church.
我们在真耶稣教的历史啊，大概曾经有三个外教会的传道人到我们教会来洗礼。
In the history of our church, we have found three ministers from other denominations who are converted to our church.
洗礼完，大家觉得哇，外教会传道很可贵啊，来到我们教会，他既然接受这个教育，就应该也让他当传道。
And we would like to think that all these ministers who are converted to our church have very precious education and background that enable them to become ministers of our church.
就是没有经过三年，我们过去的这个例子就没有经过这个三年，让他能够好好安静来扎根。
But from our experience, we realize what had happened after 3 years when they began serving in the ministry.
因为这三个都离开了。
All three of them left the church.
所以我们教会在 用人要做圣工，一定在灵里面有神的启示，有扎根，我们才能够用。
And that is why we only use workers who are deeply rooted in the Word of God through the movement of the Holy Spirit.
我们面对这个美国，也可以说是一个基督教很普遍的社会。
Christianity is obviously very prevalent in this country.
那我们传的福音不一样。
But the gospel that we preach is very different.
所以如果没有圣灵启示，让我们对真教会有更深的了解，有时候我们自己反而立场站不稳。
So without the revelation from the Holy Spirit, sometimes we're not fully convinced that we are the true church.
有时候我们会问一个问题，为什么其他教会的人这么多？
Sometimes we ask, why is it that there are so many members in other denominations?
那我们教会人不是很多。
And why is it that we only have so few members?
然后下面一个逻辑推，如果他们传的不对，为什么人会这么多？
And the reasoning goes, if other denominations are preaching the wrong gospel, why is it that there are so many members there?
那如果我们传的对，为什么人这么少？
And why is it that if we're preaching the right gospel, we have so few members?
所以我们常常以人数的多少要来决定是不是对错。
So oftentimes we try to determine by the number of membership whether a gospel is right or wrong.
但是我们知道，主耶稣说过。
But we realize what Jesus has already instructed us.
窄门。
That we are entering the narrow gate.
然后引到永生那个路是难走的。
And the road to eternal kingdom is difficult.
引到灭亡那个路是好走的。
But the road to destruction is broad.
那主耶稣特别讲那个宽门大路人很多。
And there are many people on the broad and easy path.
然后那个窄门小路人很少。
But the narrow door and the narrow path, very few people are there.
所以今天我们留在真教会。
So today we are in the true church.
最重要的原因不是感情原因。
The most important reason that we're staying here is not because of any relationship.
因为我已经三代在真耶稣教会，所以我不能离开。
It is not a matter of having three generations of believers in your family, and that's why you're not leaving this church.
所以因为哪教会哪个人对我很好，所以我不能离开。
And it's not because that someone is very good to us, and that's why we're staying at this church.
也不是因为其他任何一个原因。
And we are not here for any one reason.
只有一个原因。
There's only one single reason.
因为这里有得救的要道。
Because we have the truth of salvation in this church.
所以一个人在真教会里面要服侍神，好像保罗归到基督教里面需要一段时间，才来扎根。
That is why when a member believes in Jesus, he needs a period of time to cultivate himself so that he can serve God as effectively as Paul, who had a quiet period of 3 years.
但是保罗这三年的时间对他来讲当然是一段安静的时间。
For these 3 years, Paul had a quiet life.
保罗是一个神所重用的工人。
Paul was a worker heavily used by God.
但神还没有用他之前神把他差到旷野三年。
But before God used him, God sent him to the wilderness for 3 years.
这个三年就是直接跟神在学习。
And it was during this period that he learned directly from God.
如果我们在圣经里面看到很多的人在神用他们之前都有一段安静的时间。
And in fact, if we look at other characters in the Bible, you find that they all have a quiet period during which God trained them before God used them.
所以这个生命中有一段安静，这原来是好的。
So it is always good to have this period of quietness.
首先我们来看路加福音第十章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10.
42节。
42.
啊，四十一节啊。
41.
耶稣回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰。”四十二节。
42.
但不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，而是不能夺去的。主耶稣说：“玛利亚选择上好的福分。”
Jesus said, Mary has chosen what is better.
这是不能夺去的。
And it will not be taken away from her.
那这个上好的福分是什么
？What is this better portion？
啊，我们看三十九节。
Let's read verse 39.
他有一个妹子名叫做玛利亚，在耶稣的脚前坐着听他的道。
She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he had to say.
所以这是一幅非常安静的图画。
This is a quiet portrait.
耶稣的脚前听他的道。
Mary sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said.
但是在同样一个屋顶之下。
But under the same roof.
啊。我们看到马大啊，四十节。
In verse 40,
马大的事后事多，心里忙乱。
Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made.
然后我们就看到啊，他就来找主耶稣。
Then she came to Jesus.
说我的妹子留下我一个人伺候你，你不在意吗？
And asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister had left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me.
主耶稣说。
Jesus said,
哦，你为许多的事思虑烦扰。
Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things.
所以很显然，马大在很忙乱的服事当中，到最后他开始埋怨。
So obviously, amidst the busyness of the preparation, she started to grumble.
那他开始埋怨呢，就是表示他的心没有安静。
She was distracted.
哦，所以我们今天在教会服事神。
So as we serve God in the church today.
当然能够很安能够很认真服侍神是好的。
It is always good to serve zealously.
但是那个很认真在服侍神的前面，常常是一段安静。
And yet, before we serve God, there should be a period of quietness.
安静的在神面前跟神交通。
We should have this period of quietness to commune with God.
那我们如果常常在神面前安静我们在很忙乱的服事当中就不会发怨言，因为我们的心是安静的。
And if we can be quiet in God's presence, then we will not complain amidst our busyness in serving Him.
但是如果我们服事神当中我们有埋怨这个常常是在一个指标表示我们需要安静。
If we ever complain about our service, it's a sign that we should be quiet.
要在神面前再一次求神跟我们同在。
We must come before the Lord and ask Him to be with us once again.
所以主耶稣给我们设下一个榜样。
So our Lord Jesus has given us an excellent example.
他的生命当中有两个层面。
There are two levels in His life.
请看第八章约翰福音。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
第一节
，verse 1，
第八章的第一节
，John chapter 8 verse 1。
于是个人都回家去了，耶稣却往橄榄山去。第二节
，2。
清早又回到殿里，众百姓都到他那里去，他就坐下来教训他们。这个地方讲众人都回家去了。
At this point, the multitude went back home
回家休息
to rest.
耶稣往橄榄山去。
But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives.
那是一个很安静的地方。
It was a quiet place.
那他整夜都在那个地方。
And he spent the whole night there.
那第二天他又回到殿里面去。
The next day, Jesus returned to the synagogue.
那百姓来了。
And the people came around him.
他就坐下来教训他们。
And he sat down to teach them.
那这个就是他在服事神很忙乱的生活。
And that was how he led a busy life teaching the people.
但是在这个很忙碌的生活之前呢，他在橄榄山非常的安静。
But before his busyness, he was at the Mount of Olives to quiet himself.
所以今天我们需要寻找一段安静的时间。
So today we need to seek a time for quietude.
好像灵恩布道会这三天呢，这是一种安静的时间。
For example, the three-day convocation is a period of quietness.
所以我们能够真的来听神的道。
We are here to truly listen to the word of God.
我们好像爬到橄榄山，能够冷静地去思想。
We are at the Mount of Olives, where we can have a quiet time to think.
因为借着我们所听的道来对照我们自己。
through the word that we have heard, we can reflect that upon ourselves.
到底我们有什么需要改进的？
In what areas should I improve myself?
我们有一个安静的时间，才有一个自我反省的机会。
Only when we have a quiet time do we have the opportunity to examine ourselves.
有时候我们人太忙，连一个自我反省的时间都没有。
Sometimes we're so busy that we have no time to examine ourselves.
真的很可惜，现在的人哦，就是连一分钟也不愿意安静。
It is quite a pity that these days people do not want to be quiet even
for
a minute.
除了睡觉之外啊，其他时间都要刺激。
Other than sleep, we want excitement.
有时候我上飞机就看了很多人啊。
Sometimes when I'm on the plane, I look around and see many people.
一上飞机，如果到你那个 business class 就开始喝酒。
And if you're in business class, you see a lot of people drinking.
这个就是在刺激啊。
They seek stimulation.
那有的就开始看电影。
Some people watch movies.
那有的就开始那个 iPod 就拿来听。
Others listen to their iPods.
那你看我们现在人的生活。
And look at us today.
除了睡觉，二十四小时都在刺激。
Other than our sleeping time, we have many kinds of stimulations.
很注重娱乐。
We focus a lot on entertainment.
那这些刺激的声音、音乐、颜色、活动，让我们心静不下来。
These external stimuli force us not to have a quiet time.
你没有办法去思想。
You can't think.
所以把这个都拿掉。
So if you were to remove these things,
我们心才能够静下来。
Then you can have a quiet heart.
那静下来，我们才有办法想。
And when you have a quiet heart, then you can meditate.
神是一个灵。
God is spirit.
我们要静下来，我们才有办法用心来拜神。
We must be quiet to worship Him.
所以每一天这个很安静的时间，这是很宝贵的。
So it is a very precious time when we are quiet.
当我们用很安静的心来读圣经。
As we quiet ourselves, we can read the Bible.
有时候我发现那有的神的话好像吐出来一样，很有感受的。
And oftentimes you have such a feeling for the Word of God as if it pops out from the Bible.
这是非常可贵的。
This is precious.
神直接借着圣经跟我们讲话。
God reveals His Word to us directly and personally.
如果我们能够安静。
Only if we are quiet.
但是如果我们安静不下来。
But if we're not quiet,
有时候我们在服事人当中自己就迷失了。
Oftentimes we lose ourselves in our service.
那马可福音第一章，我们看马可福音。
Mark chapter 1.
马可福音第一章主耶稣出来传道了。
In Mark chapter 1, Jesus began his ministry.
我们发现主耶稣出来传道的有一个特色。
There is a unique characteristic.
就是权柄。
And that is power.
第一个权柄啊。
The first power
21节
is recorded in verse 21.
在安息日教训众人，那22节
22.
大家很稀奇，因为他有权柄。
The people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority.
这个很特别。
This is very special.
所以大家觉得很特别。
Everyone was amazed.
好，那23节开始
verse 23.
在讲一个人带乌鬼来。
Then a man in their synagogue was possessed by an evil spirit.
结果主耶稣吩咐那个乌鬼就出去了。
And Jesus rebuked the spirit, be quiet and come out of him.
那27节说，这个是什么新道理啊？他有权柄吩咐乌鬼。
And the people were all amazed that they asked each other, what is this, a new teaching? And with authority?
然后到29节，主耶稣到彼得的岳母的家。
Verse 29, Jesus went to James and John's house.
他正在害热病。
And she had fever.
那主耶稣拉她的手，她热就退了。
So Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever.
这个就有权柄医病。
And Jesus healed her with his power.
这个就是天国的特色。
This is the uniqueness of God's kingdom.
神的权柄。
The authority of God.
这个权柄从哪里来？
And where does this authority come from?
35节。
Verse 35.
天未亮，耶稣起来到旷野，在那里祷告。
Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed.
那36节。
36.
西门和同伴追着他去。
Simon and his companions went to look for him.
37节。
37.
遇见就对他说，众人都在找你。
And when they found him, they exclaimed, everyone is looking for you.
这个众人找耶稣就是要听他讲道，要他一边赶鬼。
Everyone was looking for Jesus because they wanted to hear him speak and also for his healing.
就是主耶稣的工作。
That was Jesus' ministry.
所以耶稣的门徒很注重，工作很多了，赶快。
And that is why Jesus' disciples wanted to hurry up because there are so many things to do.
所以去找耶稣。
They went to Jesus.
但是对主耶稣来说
，But to Jesus,
在那个工作之前，他需要安静。
Before he started his ministry, he needed to be quiet.
所以他到旷野去，在那里祷告。
He prayed in the wilderness.
从那里来领受神的权柄。
And that is where he received the authority from God.
所以主耶稣的生活让我们了解，我们现在的生活常常是动得太多，静得太少。
So Jesus' life allows us to understand that sometimes we are too active and not quiet enough.
所以我们没有办法安静的心来跟神交通。
So oftentimes we are not quiet enough to commune with God.
没有办法安静来接受神的启示。
We are not quiet enough to receive revelation from God.
没有办法安静来跟神交通，领受权柄。
We are not quiet enough to commune with God and to receive authority from Him.
所以保罗在阿拉伯旷野三年，这个安静给我们一个很重要的启示。
That is why the 3 years of quiet time that Paul spent in Arabia was a very important lesson for us.
那在列王记上的十七章，我们看列王记上十七章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 17.
列王记上十七章。
1 Kings chapter 17.
那十八章神就十八章神就差遣他要去见亚哈王。
In chapter 18, God sent Elijah to see King Ahab.
把以色列百姓信仰挽回过来。
To turn the faith of the Israelites back to God.
那在这个之前
，But prior to that,
圣经特别讲说以利亚的心智能力。
The Bible especially recorded the determination of Elijah.
第一个是以利亚的心他的心就是要。把以色列百姓挽回过来。
He had the heart to turn the faith of the Israelites back to God.
那第二个就是他的能力，他有那个能力来完成这件事情。
And secondly, he had the authority to complete such mission.
那这个以利亚的心智能力从哪里来
？So where did the heart and authority of Elijah come from？
是在列王记上的十七章。
We can see that in chapter 17 of 1 Kings.
我们看第二节。
Verse 2.
说神的话临到以利亚说：“你离开这里，往东边去，藏到约旦河东边的基利西旁。”
In verse 2, then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, "Leave here, turn eastward and hide in the Kirith ravine east of the Jordan."
第四节。
Four.
你要喝那溪里的水，我吩咐乌鸦要在那里供养你。
You will drink from the brook, and I have ordered the ravens to feed you there.
第五节。
Five.
于是以利亚照着神的话住在约旦河东边基利西旁。
So he did what the Lord had told him. He went to the Kirith ravine east of the Jordan and stayed there.
在十八章我们可以看到以利亚面对四百五十个假先知。
In chapter 18, we see how Elijah confronted the 450 false prophets.
这是一个很大的场面。
That was such a huge scene.
因为他们要献祭，以利亚要献祭。
Because both Elijah and the false prophets were about to offer sacrifices,
要来显明谁的神是真的。
To prove whose God was real.
但是在那个大的场面之前
，But in such a huge scene,
没有人想过神把以利亚送到基利西旁。
Very few people thought about how God had first sent Elijah to Kirith Ravine.
那基利西旁有什么
？What was there？
什么都没有。
Nothing.
连吃的东西也没有。
Not even food.
那个河水是因为是干旱了，所以河水每天都减少。
The water in the brook was decreasing by the day.
所以在那个很安静的环境里面
，In such a quiet environment,
什么都没有的环境里面
，Where there was nothing,
以利亚只有一个心
，Elijah was single-minded,
就是他要仰望神
，To see God.
因为乌鸦会不会叼饼这他不能控制。
He couldn't control the ravens to feed him.
所以他只能够仰望神。
So he could only look up to God.
那神吩咐乌鸦叼饼给他吃。
And God instructed ravens to feed him.
他也不能看溪水，溪水一天一天少了。
He couldn't depend on the water in the brook because it is decreasing by the day.
他也只有仰望神。
He could only look up to God.
所以在那个什么东西都拿掉一个最简单的环境里面，他的心跟神连在一起。
So in this simplest environment of nothingness, he only had to look up to God.
哦，这个时候啊，他得到啊能力。
At this point, he received authority from God.
所以今天我们看我们的生活，有时候我们失去能力，是因为生活太复杂。
A lot of times we lose authority from God simply because we live too busy lives.
因为我们有很多神的恩典。
We have so much grace from God.
但是很多我们在世界上的事情让我们分心。
But there are so many things that distract us in this world.
所以我们没有办法专心。
So we cannot focus on God.
我们没有办法专心了，我们的信仰就会失去力量。
And as we lose our focus, we'll lose power and authority in our faith.
所以怎么在神丰富的恩典当中，能够我们的注意力集中在神的上面，这个不简单。
So it is not easy to focus on God and Him alone amidst the abundance that God has given us.
唯一的方法就是我们每一天要自己创造一段安静的时间。
The only way to do it is to create a time, quiet time for ourselves every day.
我们的信仰才不会失去力量。
Then we will not lose power in our faith.
我常常一直回想在非洲的经验。
I often recall my experiences in Africa.
有时候我们到非洲去带钱去。
Sometimes we bring money to Africa.
你到乡下什么都没有可以买。
But there's nothing to buy in the villages in Africa.
我在奈及利亚算过，一块美金可以换可以买130几个橘子。
In Nigeria, you can buy over 130 oranges for $1.
所以你买一块美金，你一个礼拜都吃不完啊。
And by spending $1, you can't even eat all the oranges the whole week.
那你也没有像这里有广告一直送进来，那你看哦，还要缺少一双鞋子，缺少什么？
There are no circulars in Africa to tell you that you need one more pair of shoes.
你在乡下里面，你有钱也买不到东西。
In the rural areas of Africa, you can't even buy anything even when you have money.
那忽然间你发现生活变得很简单。
So life is very simple there.
那生活变得很简单，你发现很容易满足。
And life is so simple there that you are easily satisfied.
那你就心里觉得很平安。
And you feel peace in your heart.
所以我们看非洲人好像很可怜。
So we seem to think that the Africans are pitiful.
但是真的住在那里的人不会觉得很可怜。
But when they are truly native of that place, they are not pitiful.
他们生活很简单。
They have a very simple life.
很容易满足。
They're easily satisfied.
但是我们在看很多人在非洲他们拜神很容易专心。
And that is why it is easy for them to focus on worshiping God.
因为什么都没有。
Because there's nothing there.
所以很容易专心。
It is easy for them to focus.
那我们现在有很多神的恩典。
And now we have so much grace of God.
我们就需要有个很安静的时间，让我们能够专心。
We need a quiet time to focus on God.
这样的话，我们的信仰才能够一直进步。
Then our faith can improve.
所以这是保罗的第一个三。
So this is the first three in Paul's life.
有一个很安静的时间。
To have a quiet time.
好，我们现在再来看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
后书哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
12章。
Chapter 12.
哥林多后书十二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我自夸固然是无意的，但我是不得已的。如今我要说到主的显现和启示。第二节。
Two，
我认得一个在基督里的人，他前14年被提升到第三层天，或在身内，或在身外，我也不知道，只有神知道。第三节。
Three，
我认得这个人，或在身内，或在身外，我都不知道，只有神知道。第四节。
Four，
他被提到乐园，听见隐秘的言语是人不可说的。为这个人我要夸口，为自己除了我软弱，我并不夸口。这里在保罗提到他被提到第三层天。
Here Paul mentioned how he was brought up to the third heaven.
那这个是十四年前。
That was 14 years ago.
14年也相当长啊。
14 years is a long time.
但是对保罗来讲，这个14年前的体验对他来讲还是活的，还是新的。
But to him, this experience 14 years ago is still living in him.
他说，或在身外，或在身内，我不知道。
Whether in the body or out of the body, he did not know.
所以他到第三层天是身体灵魂一起去呢，还是只有灵魂去呢？他自己也不知道。
So Paul himself was not even sure whether his soul only or his body and soul went up to heaven.
因此 我们可以了解，就是保罗对灵界的体验非常的深刻。
And so we realize how deep of an experience Paul was in the spirit.
所以他不只知道有第三层天，他去过第三层天。
He not only knew about the third heavens, he also went there.
那这个告诉我们，我们的信仰啊，不是满足于知道，我们的信仰是可以体会到的。
This tells us that our faith should not be limited to just knowing, but also in experiencing.
从知道要进到体验呢，这个常常有一段路程要走。
And there is often a rite of passage to move from knowing to experiencing.
那如果我们能够达到对信仰的更深的体验呢，我们跟神的关系会更深入。
And to enter into a higher state of our belief, we need to be closer to God.
好，我们先来看腓立比书啊，保罗的超越。
Let's turn to Philippians to talk about Paul's transcendence.
先看腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
腓立比书的第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
23节。
Verse
23. 好，我正在两难之间，情愿离开世界与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。
I'm torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. 24.
然而我在肉身活着为你们更要紧。
But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body.
这里保罗说他在两难之间。
Paul tells us that he was torn in between the two.
哪两难呢？
Which two?
第一个就是他觉得死也不错。
First, he thought it better to die.
因为死就是与基督同在。
Because that would mean being with Christ.
第二个他觉得活得也很好。
Second, he thought living is also good.
因为活得服侍神，能够帮助信徒进步。
Because by living, he can serve God and to help fellow Christians grow.
所以在这个两难之间，我们发现保罗他已经超越死的恐惧。
So as he was torn between the two, we see how he transcended life and death.
那这跟他第三层天的体验有关系。
And this obviously has to do with his experience in the third heaven.
因为那第三层天是好的无比的。
In the third heaven, it is all good.
是世界上你没有办法找得到的体验。
It is experience that you can never find in this world.
所以有了这个体验，他发现死也是好的，因为到那个他到过的第三层天。
And with that experience, even death is good because he has been to the third heaven.
那天国那个好，比起地上的好都变成不好。
And the goodness of the heavenly kingdom is far greater than that of the world, so that that of the world pales in comparison.
那天国那个自由，比起地上任何的自由，我们都还是受到辖制。
And the freedom of the heavenly kingdom is so great that any freedom we experience in this world is restricting.
为什么？
Why?
因为灵魂住在肉体里面。
Because our soul is dwelling in our physical body.
肉体就是一种辖制。
Our body is a restriction.
那到天国里没有肉体啊。
But in the heavenly kingdom, we are not restricted.
所以没有那个辖制，完全自由。
So there's no bondage, there's total freedom.
有时候今天我们要想，我们人活在一辈子的集中追求是什么？
We need to realize what our ultimate pursuit of our life is.
到底我们这么忙，我们在追求什么？
What are we really pursuing by being so busy?
那如果我们对灵界里面没有更深的认识跟体验，
Now if we do not have a better understanding experience in the spirit,
我们所有的目标都在地上。
Then all your pursuit will be that of the world.
因为我们看的好都在地上。
Because all the goodness that you see is in this world.
但是当一个人对灵界有很深的体验的时候，
But when someone has a deep experience in the spirit,
我们就进到保罗的境界。
Then you will start to enter into the realm that Paul had experienced.
保罗觉得世界上好像粪土。
Paul felt that the world is like refuse.
不是世界没有价值。
It is not that this world is without value.
而是天国的价值太大。
But it is that the greatness of the kingdom of God far surpasses that of the world.
比较这个世界就没有什么价值。
So in comparison, this world holds no value to him.
对，世界对他就没有吸引力。
So the world does not appeal to him.
那也因为这个体验，
And because of that experience,
保罗可以超越苦难。
Paul could transcend tribulation.
因为他有一个盼望。
Because he has a living hope.
那个盼望在天上。
And that hope is in the heavenly kingdom.
所以第三层天的体验使他超越死亡。
And so the experience in the third heaven transcends his thinking above tribulation.
使他超越世界。
He could transcend the world.
使他超越苦难。
He could transcend tribulation.
这种体验非常重要。
And that experience is very important.
我们今天需要有这个体验。
Today we also need to have this experience.
借着圣灵的充满，让我们体会到灵里面的喜乐平安。
Through the fullness of the Holy Spirit, we can experience a peace and joy in the spirit.
我们最近在interview 这个神学生。
Recently we are interviewing candidates for theological seminary.
真的让我们受到很大的感动。
And we are greatly touched.
年轻人对神的体验很深。
They have very deep experience of God even at their young age.
他们在祷告当中觉得好像跟神在讲话一样。
And they feel as if they are talking to God in their prayers.
神看不到，但是祷告中好像在跟神在讲话。
Even though they couldn't see God, they feel as if God is talking to them in their prayers.
那有了这个体验啊，你叫他说很高的收入辞掉来做圣工，这不困难。
With that experience, it was easy for them to let go of their high-paying job to come and serve God.
因为他已经体会到好像跟神在讲话。
Because they have experienced how it is like to talk to God in their prayers.
那个灵界的满足这么大。
Such a great spiritual satisfaction.
所以就可以超越这个地上的事情。
And they can transcend everything in this world.
所以地上的这个好好像一座山。
So the goodness of this world seems to be like a mountain.
但是你如果能够超越这一座山，
But if you can go beyond this mountain,
你可以看到另外一个好，这个是被山挡住，你们看不到。
You can go to a far better goodness that is being kept hidden by this first mountain that you see.
所以我们常常在听见证会，在见证神的恩典。
We often hear about testimonies about God's grace during testimony sessions.
我们得到很多神的恩典。
We thank God that many have received the abundant grace of God.
但是如果我们能够再进到一步，去体会到灵里面的恩典。
But if only we can take one step further and experience the goodness of the Lord in the Spirit.
那我们的生活会改变。
Then our life will be changed.
所以保罗这个第三层天的体验呢，非常的可贵。
And so Paul's experience in the third heaven is very precious.
我们看彼得后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书的第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
13节。
Verse 13.
我以为应当趁着我还在这个帐篷的时候提醒你们，激发你们。14节。
14.
因为我知道脱离这个帐篷的时候快到了，正如我主耶稣基督所指示我的。15节。
15.
并且要尽心极力，使我在去世以后要常常纪念这些事情。这个彼得在年纪大的时候，他最想做的一件事情是什么？
What was the thing that Peter most wanted to do when he was advancing years?
要提醒下一代啊，在灵性上要好好的追求。
He wanted to remind the members to always remember those things.
他说，不是你不知道，是我要提醒你。
It is not that you don't know these things, but it is always good to remind you of these things.
那为什么彼得会这么恳切要勉励下一代要追求神？
Why is Peter so zealous to remind the future generations of these things?
我们看这个十六节，他对神的体验。
Verse 16, Peter's experience.
我们从前将主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，不是种种乖巧扭造的虚言，乃是亲眼看过他的威荣。所以彼得在讲啊，这个主耶稣的大能，这些神国的能力，这是我们亲自看到的。
They were eyewitnesses of his majesty.
17节。
17.
他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，在大的荣光中，声音向他说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
For he received honor and glory from God the Father when a voice came to him from the majestic glory, saying, "This is my son, whom I love; with him I am well pleased."
所以彼得本身他听到这个声音，他看到那个荣耀。
So Peter witnessed the glory of God and saw his majesty.
这太可贵了。
This is so precious.
所以他一直勉励下一代啊。你一定要在灵性上要追求，这是实在的。
That is why he kept reminding the future generations of members to always pursue God because this is real.
所以我们今天很怕的就是我们的信仰渐渐变成一种知识。
So what we're most afraid of is that our faith becomes knowledge.
变成一种观念。
Just a concept.
没有体验。
No experience.
这样信仰会没有力量。
Then your faith will be without any power.
保罗进到第三层天。
Paul went to the third heavens.
他体会到神国的美好。
He experienced the goodness of his kingdom.
这给他的一生有很大的改变。
And that brought great transformation in his life.
我们一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
阿们，休息15分钟。
Let's take a 15-minute break.